This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Good evening. Royals win. Royals take the opener on the south side of Chicago, 8-5 the final score. They win a game. You know what? I don't really even want to talk about the game. The White Sox are on pace to lose 122 this season. I'm not giving them that type of credit to act as if this 8-5 victory is the story. Let's talk about Bobby Witt Jr. Can I put him in the same breath as Patrick Mahomes? I'm not saying currently, like the current three-time world champion Patrick Mahomes. Of course not, right? Bobby hasn't even been to the playoffs. And sure, baseball's a different sport. One player cannot dominate the way a quarterback can in the NFL. Bobby tried to tonight. Honestly, I don't think it mattered what pitch that Brebbia kid threw Bobby Witt Jr. I swear to you, I do not think it mattered. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, that sense, that feeling. Mahomes gives you that feeling where I'm going to find a way, right? The run against the Titans. I'm getting chills thinking about it, guys. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Interested to see where this show goes on a Monday night, taking on one of the worst teams in the history of the sport, but getting a front row seat to one of the great players in the sport, a guy that has the ability to go down as one of the greatest players to play the sport. 913-586-7610. I'm talking about like 2019 Patrick Mahomes. The scrambling play against the San Francisco 49ers. He finds Chris Conley in the back of the end zone. You know, it was at that moment where I think all of us went, okay, this league is about to belong to him. Now, maybe you had that moment last year when he takes Yoan Duran deep for that game-winning grand slam. Maybe the countless other great games he's put forth this season is when it unlocked for you. But can't we put him in the same breath as Patrick Mahomes? 913-586-7610. Because it's so very clear that this league is about to belong to Bobby Witt Jr. if it doesn't already. I mean, remarkable defense in the ninth inning. He hits three bullets. And the one ball he puts in play that doesn't leave his bat with an exit velocity north of 100 miles per hour is a grand slam a game-winning grand slam with his team down in the eighth inning. It's a slider down and away. I don't even know if that was in the strike zone, but Bobby just went down and got it and ripped it out of the yard. 913-586-7610. I don't know if I've seen Bobby Witt Jr. as animated as he was after that grand slam. And maybe that's what sparked this conversation in my mind. Now, honestly, I don't know if it's a question for you as much as it is for him. I think tonight Bobby had that moment of, oh, I can dominate a game. That when push comes to shove, when the team needs me most, I can do extraordinary things. I can do things that nobody else in this dugout can do. Nobody in that other dugout can do. The way that he was hooting and hollering coming around the bases. The way that he pounded his chest as he came up to the dish. That's a different Bobby Witt Jr. That's a Bobby Witt Jr. that has an all-star appearance in his back pocket. That has already been told, you're the face of USA Baseball moving forward. A guy that's already been told, you're the face of the Royals moving forward. And you just might be the face of baseball moving forward. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Phone lines are open for you. Bobby with his Major League most 45th multi-hit game of the season. The 24-year-old who turned 24 about a month and a half ago. He's hitting .545 across his current 11-game hitting streak. His second hitting streak of 11 or more games. All right, let's go to the phone calls and let's begin out in Overland Park. Mike. Mike, you're going to hit leadoff. Go ahead, buddy.
Bert, thank you so much, man. I mean, it is almost indescribable to go ahead and put this all into words on the feeling that this goes ahead and creates for this city. It's like in 2014, being at the wild card, down 7-3 in the eighth, and knowing that, hey, we might lose, but we're not going out as losers. And Bobby Witt is the... I don't know how you go ahead and put words to go ahead and describe what this guy means, but the thing that you got to go ahead and appreciate is the other little things that have been done in this game tonight. Hunter Renfroe and MJ Melendez and Michael Massey cannot be overlooked for what they've done. Renfroe and Melendez going back to back when we're down by two, three runs, and they go ahead and put us back on the board, give us a spark. And then Massey goes ahead and battles in order to go ahead and get a walk and put Bobby into that position to go ahead.
Mike, stop it. Stop it. I've seen someone draw a walk before. I've seen Hunter Renfroe go to the opposite field. I've seen players do what MJ, what Renfroe, what Massey have done. I understand what you're doing, but Matt Quatrero just did that. I know Bobby's humble. And I know Matt Quatrero's doing what a good manager should do, and that is shine the light on everybody else, because God knows everybody's going to be shining the light on Bobby Witt Jr. Q already did it, Mike. This is about Bobby Witt Jr. You beat the worst team that maybe this sport has ever put together. Right, a team that just traded their closer, maybe their best starter, and their leadoff hitter. They're awful. Okay, so coming back against an awful bullpen, it doesn't do it for me. Win the series, sweep the series, and then we can start talking about the little things that you did against this garbage ball club. What Bobby did tonight is the story. Now, the grand slam is one thing, but then the defense that he showcased in the ninth inning, that was a different Bobby Witt Jr. Those plays that we saw in the ninth inning, again, I understand he's made spectacular defensive plays throughout his life, throughout his big league career. But those two plays were an evolved Bobby Witt Jr. I'm telling you, the young man changed on that grand slam. That trip around the bases, I don't know who's in his ear. I don't know what voices he's hearing inside of his head. Maybe it's his old man. Maybe it's the baseball gods telling him, young man, this game is yours. You can do things that only 1% of the 1% of the 1% have ever been able to do. Use the powers wisely. Mike, I appreciate the phone call. I'm sorry, but there's just no getting away from Bobby Witt Jr. tonight. I'm sorry. 913-586-7610, because the Royals offense had chance after chance after chance early on. And if you're like me, when they had two on and nobody out in the fifth inning and they got nothing again, you knew that was going to come back and bite you, and it ultimately did. Royals find themselves down 4-3 after seven innings. And yes, Hunter Renfroe and MJ Melendez went back-to-back in the eighth inning as three more Chicago runs came in to score to make it a 5-2 Chicago lead. Back-to-back home runs from Renfroe and Melendez make it a one-run game, and then Bobby Witt Jr. with the game-winning grand slam. You can't get... Listen. You start diving into the game and you want to talk about the little things. It doesn't really reflect well on the Royals this game tonight. It reflects remarkably on Bobby Witt Jr. Because if you want to talk about the game, you want to talk about the team, we got to talk about the issues. Now, the story of this one is Bobby Witt Jr. 4-for-5, four runs driven in. And the MVP chance raining down on Bobby in Chicago. Royals fans, let's pick it up on the next homestand. I asked you months ago to start the MVP chance. I'm yet to hear them. Boys are back next Monday. Let's get it going. Royals take game one on the south side. 8-5 is your final score. 913-586-7610. We go to Phil in Shawnee. Phil, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Let's just do the numbers real quick. He's pacing to 224 hits in a season. The only current player who has had more than 224 hits in a season is Jose Altuve at 225. A month ago, he was pacing to 363 total bases, tying George Brett for a career high. He's now pacing to 386, which is four better than Willie Mays and three better than Mark McGwire's single-season high for total bases. And it is approaching very fastly Aaron Judge's best season 2 years ago of 391. And also a couple ahead of that is Ken Griffey Jr. and Alex Rodriguez, and eight ahead of that is a 23-year-old named Albert Pujols. He is approaching numbers that's the who's who of who's who in the history of the game and the recent history of the game, which is just absurd. And it reminds me, you were talking about Patrick Mahomes and that throw he made in the San Francisco game. You remember what the announcer said when he completed that pass to Conley? He said, "Are you kidding me?" I think "are you kidding me" is where we're at with our good friend Bobby Witt Jr. at this point.
Yeah, well said, Phil. Always a strong phone call, man. I appreciate it. Game notes following this one are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. Bobby Witt Jr., his Major League most 17th game with at least three hits. He obviously leads the league in base hits. He has 15 more than the next closest competitor. Luis Arraez, 15 base hits behind Bobby Witt Jr. He has the second most runs scored in Major League Baseball, the third most extra base hits, the third most infield hits, the fourth most doubles, the sixth most RBI. 913-586-7610, and yes, he still leads Major League Baseball with a batting average of .347, and his OPS of .988 ranks fourth in the sport. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Quick timeout. We'll get right back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
The third grand slam of his career, his 19th home run of the season as he matches Salvi for the team lead. Bobby Witt Jr. with his team down in the eighth inning and the bases juiced with two outs. Again, I don't think it mattered where John Brebbia threw that ball. Slider, fastball, in the zone, out of the zone. Bobby was going to win the game with that first swing. I don't know if you've really listened to him much this month. Whether it's a post-game interview he does on the field with Joel or inside the clubhouse with Annie and Jalen. But he's not surprised by what he's doing. And he feels as if, you know, when he gets his A-hack off, that he's going to hit the ball 100-some-odd miles per hour. It's going to find a hole, and he did just that tonight. After popping out in the first inning, he hits a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
105-mile-per-hour bullet to center for a one-out double. He would come around to score on Salvador Perez's 883rd career RBI. Salvi's now just three away from Royals Hall of Famer Frank White and fourth most in franchise history. Bobby led off the fifth inning with a 103-mile-per-hour infield single that Nicky Lopez backhanded in the hole, but just put it in his back pocket because he knew he has no chance of getting, oh, by the way, the fastest man in the sport. Not only is he hitting for power, hitting for average with a howitzer on his right arm, but he's also the fastest player in the game and probably the best defensive shortstop in the sport. So Bobby's 2-for-3 after his leadoff single in the fifth. He comes up with two on and nobody out in the seventh inning, hits a 110-mile-per-hour rocket to the opposite field. And then, of course, in the eighth inning, as you just heard, a grand slam to win it. Royals take care of the White Sox as they should in game one, 8-5, your final score. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. Let's talk with Brady, who's out in Lawrence. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Brady, go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for taking my
nice
call.
Nice having you.
Man, where do you start? What a great time it is to be a Kansas City sports fan. I can't help but, you know, I know everybody does it, but you can't help but compare Patrick Mahomes and Bobby Witt Jr., two kids from Texas. They're humble as can be, hard workers, just absolute stars in everything that they do on the field, off the field. And, man, what a great time it is to be alive. This kid is so special. When you leave the commentators of the game speechless, it's you know you're doing something right.
Yeah.
Those two outs you got in the ninth to end the game, the commentators were speechless. Yeah. It was truly special. What a game. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, that second one for the 27th out as he dives into the hole, makes the backhanded stab, gets to his feet, and throws a rocket to get Andrew Vaughn for the final out. That to me was, well, certainly not the greatest defensive play I've seen from Bobby, but that play right there confirmed what I saw from Bobby as he rounded the bases after that grand slam. You remember the triple that he hit to tie things up against the Mariners at home earlier in the season? Remember that epic comeback that they had and Bobby slides into third? They're wearing the City Connect jerseys. And he slides headfirst into third and he, you know, comes up to his knees, looks over towards the dugout, and just kind of glares. Looked like a killer. You know what I'm talking about? I remember Alex Zumwalt talking about it to Annie Rogers after the game, saying, I've never seen that look from Bobby. Now, Bobby and Zumi go back a long way. Zumwalt says, I've never seen Bobby with that glare, looking like a killer like he did. Now, that to me is when Bobby said, okay, all right, I'm a star. I'm living up to that billing. I mean, he understood. He's always understood the talent that he has, the situation that he's been put in by being the number two overall pick, by being a can't-miss kid coming out of high school. He understands those expectations, and he wants to live up to them. I think on that game-tying knock against the Mariners back earlier this season, I think that's when he realized, all right, check. I'm living up to the contract. I'm living up to the billing. I'm being the leader of a big league club. But tonight, that grand slam, as he's rounding the bases, showing the type of emotion, the type of bravado, the type of swag that I've never seen from Bobby Witt Jr. before, that to me says, not only am I leading this team, not only do I understand I am that star, I'm a freaking superstar. The same way that is in football, Mahomes, Rodgers during his heyday, Tom Brady, Montana, Elway, we could talk about all the greats. It was inevitable. They were going to find a way to make a play. That's when you're a superstar. When everything's moving in slow motion, while even the all-stars and the greats are having things speed up a little bit. It's not happening to Bobby. He's locked in at a different level right now, putting together one of the greatest months, certainly in Royals history, and one of the greatest months by a shortstop in baseball history. So that play that I saw him make for the 27th out, I mean, the first out was special in the ninth. The third out was, I mean, you all know the catch, right, from the 54 World Series, Willie Mays, over-the-shoulder catch against the Indians in the World Series. Willie Mays always said, I knew I had that off the bat. I caught it like that just to set myself up for the throwback in the infield. You know, Willie Mays was a guy that purposely wore a hat that was too small so it would fly off his head as he ran around the bases. Willie Mays was a showman. The game came so naturally, he could do things that others couldn't. Willie Mays is my favorite player ever. And I'm confidently talking about him, my idol, the reason why I fell in love with the game was Willie Mays. Bobby Witt Jr. is playing as if he belongs in the same breath as not just Patrick Mahomes, but a guy that is widely considered the greatest baseball player to ever grace God's green earth, the Say Hey Kid. That's how he's playing, like one of the greatest players of all time. Let's go to Mitch in Overland Park. Mitch, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Byrne, thank you for all you do, man. I know you're up late many nights, and we appreciate it.
Wow, we're talking baseball, man. It's great. What are you talking about? What's going on, buddy?
I'm talking about Bobby Witt Jr. being a GOAT. I mean, what we saw tonight was just the tip of the iceberg. But what I really want to talk about is Trevor Bauer. Why don't we just sign him and call it a day? Yeah. Put him in the pen.
Clear yeah, the ball. That's, I got you, Mitch. I appreciate it. It's wild how often that name gets brought up. I'll try to get through this quickly. It's not a Royals thing. Okay? It's a Major League Baseball thing. Listen, you haven't seen one report leak out of, hey, this team is interested in possibly exploring the possibility of signing Trevor Bauer. You're not even hearing that. General managers, owners, these organizations are run by some of the most competitive men and women on the planet. Some of the most competitive billionaires in the world. Just all having a good old time running their baseball teams, throwing money at issues, trying to win a trophy. General managers are looking for any corners that they can cut to try and win games at the big league level. Trust me, a lot of people, if given the opportunity, would love someone of Trevor Bauer's talent. But since you're not hearing any of those competition addicts allow something to leak out that we're interested in, Trevor Bauer tells you all you need to know. That billion-dollar business is saying, uh-uh. So, Mitch, I don't know the whole story. I know you don't know the whole story. I don't think anyone... Major League Baseball knows a lot more of the story than you and I do. It's not a Royals issue. It's a Major League Baseball issue, all right? Let's go back to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, what's going on, pal? What do you got to say after this 8-5 Royals victory?
Vern, let's just get this thing rolling. I don't remember in the history of sports anybody, a city, having the badass mofo football player on the planet and then having the badass mofo baseball player on the planet in one city. It's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful thing to be a sports fan in Kansas City. We're like sponges. We're going to soak these guys up because they're badasses. Vern, I'm with you. After this road stand, there should be 30,000 people roaring, MVP all in unison. And I like to thank John Sherman for opening up his pocketbook and signing the mega superstar, the baddest mofo superstar baseball player on the planet.
It's looking like a steal right now, Big T.
Hey, I call the dude the Blue Streak, but I'm going to have to rethink this because he's on a different train. No, he's on the MVP train, everybody. Nothing against Aaron Judge, but this guy is faster, he's stronger, he plays a better tougher position. The dude's just phenomenal. He's on a different train. It's the MVP train, and let's get him out there. MVP, 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 and as always, let's go Royals.
Only thing I would disagree, I don't think that Bobby is stronger than Aaron Rodgers. Or excuse me, I don't think Bobby is stronger. Well, he's certainly stronger than Aaron Rodgers. His Achilles, well, you know what? I don't know. Actually, you know what? Let me just, oof. You know what? I hope Aaron Rodgers is doing well. I don't want to talk about Achilles. Aaron Judge is stronger than Bobby Witt Jr. That's what I wanted to say, and then I'm just not trying to tempt fate. Aaron Judge right now is the runaway favorite to win the American League MVP. Now, who cares? If you're a fan and you're going to Kauffman Stadium, Big T, I'm with you. Who cares about what the wise guys say? No, chance MVP. I'm with you. But right now, Aaron Judge, you have to bet almost $1,500 to win $100. Talking about the American League MVP, he's minus 1,450. Bobby Witt Jr. 7-1. Aaron Judge, I think, hit two more home runs tonight. Is he at 40 already? Aaron Judge, yeah, 39 home runs so far this season. So on pace to make another run at, well, I guess his record, his American League home run record. Big T, thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7610 is the phone number. That's 913-586-7610. Let's hear what Bobby Witt Jr. had to say after the game on the field to Joel Goldberg in Bally Sports, Kansas City. Oh, we can't hear you, Bobby.
the small little things. That's never going to make us a playoff contender for sure.
What are you thinking? What's the mindset as you step in the box? Every hitter always says, I'm not thinking about a home run. I suppose a base hit would have been just fine there. What's your mental approach?
Just control what I can control in the box, look for a pitch I can hit, and then just take my swing that I prepared for before the game and see what happens.
How much do you love those moments?
That's the fun part. That's why you play this game. You dream of those moments, so it's just fun being a part of it.
You guys have done such a good job this year with your manager, Matt Quatrero, of focusing on today. And that's it. Did this game, as you're trailing at any point, feel a little bit bigger to be able to get some momentum going in the right direction?
Yeah, definitely. You want to win every game. And so you just got to take things day by day, like we talked about, and then just really here inning by inning, and then put together a couple good innings and look up at the scoreboard at the end of the game with the victory.
I got to ask you about the two defensive plays, because I think everybody in attendance at that point, their jaw was dropping and saying, what else is this guy going to do? I told a few people we see it every single night. Tell me about those defensive plays and then being out there with MacArthur.
Yeah, I just try to make a play for him and then just try to get it to Vinny as quick as possible, because I know what he's doing over there, just making plays for me, making me look good too. And so, yeah, just trying to make sure to get to Vinny as quick as I can.
All right, I'll ask you now the difference, or I don't know that you could rank them or not. The walk-off against Minnesota, so many of us have felt like that was the start of something really special. A year and one day later, how does this one compare?
Anytime we get a win, it feels great. So I love it, enjoy it. Now we're going to go enjoy it with teammates and get back after it tomorrow.
There you go. That's Bobby Witt Jr. And I'm sure you've seen enough of his interviews to understand the humility that 24-year-old superstar has. But while Joel Goldberg's setting him up with all the, you know, hey, our jaws are dropped watching you defensively. You're a freak, kid. I can't believe what you're doing. Bobby's not even smirking. Like, it doesn't even seem as if he's... Of course he's enjoying it, right? He's enjoying the wins, but... I mean, when you guys call up and you're like, hey, Vern, I really enjoy the show. I'm smiling ear to ear and nodding. Yeah, all right. Bobby's the best baseball player on the planet, and all he wants to do is go hang out with his buddies inside the clubhouse. He's something else. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Rod in Overland Park. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vern, last night I remember, and last night, you know, that was a demoralizing loss and all that. And I remember a caller, I think it was last night, who was saying that we needed to trade for Shohei to right the ship, which I understand from an emotional standpoint, the appeal of such a bold move, but I don't think we have enough in our whole farm system for that, right?
No, I think he was just messing with me.
But
yeah, I think he was just being a goofball.
But I was just thinking tonight, the one trade that would actually bring Shohei might be Bobby Wood.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Even up.
Yeah, I'd do it if I'm the Dodgers. Unload $700 million and you get the best shortstop that maybe we've ever seen. I'll do that all day. And yeah, I mean that. For as much as, A-Rod's great, A-Rod's a cheater. Barry Larkin, Cal Ripken, Derek Jeter. Take your pick. I'm riding with Bob. Let's go to Benjamin in Olathe. Benjamin, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Thanks for the phone call. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, with the trade deadline ending tomorrow, I didn't know if you knew or had any ideas of who we should grab. And also, I'm getting married next month, and my wife says you're invited.
Out there in Olathe? Where are you guys going? Is it a destination wedding?
Yeah, it'll be up here in Olathe, sir.
Okay. Well, keep me updated. If as long as I'm free, as long as the Royals have an off day, I'll be there. I'll swing by.
All right. I'll be calling and letting you know.
All right, brother. Thank you very much, and congratulations to you and your fiance.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah, opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610 as far as the trade deadline. Now under 18 hours away. No, there isn't a name that I'm crossing my fingers for. My opinion has been pretty consistent. If you can improve a few spots in the bullpen, go for it. If you can improve a spot on the bench, if you can find a right-handed bat with some pop, go for it. But I see absolutely no reason to get into a bidding war. Now, if you've seen the prices of high-quality relievers, I don't see a need. Because to me, to part with something that you prize, to me, you need to be one of three things, one of three type of teams, either a World Series or bust team, a desperate team, or a talent-rich team. And the Royals aren't any of those three things, in my opinion. They're not desperate. They're not World Series or bust. And they're not Baltimore Orioles talent-rich. So, no, I'm excited for the deadline. It's been a pretty fun 72 hours leading up to the deadline. We'll see if the home stretch can match what's happened of late. Because all the desperate teams have made moves. Really, outside of Minnesota, all the desperate teams have made moves. All the World Series or bust teams have made moves, really outside of Atlanta, I guess, but they're so banged up, I can't blame them. And the Orioles have made moves. So I guess I'm waiting on the Twins, see if they're going to do anything. See if Cleveland can maybe add another arm, because they're desperate. They haven't won a world title since 1948. Appreciate the phone call, Benjamin, and hope I'm able to be there for your special day. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Royals win 8-5. They're on pace to win 88 games this season. With this three-run victory, the Royals' run differential improves to plus 74. That's the seventh best in all of Major League Baseball. On the flip side, the White Sox have lost a franchise record 15 straight games, and they now have guaranteed themselves a losing season. They've already lost 82 games, my friends. They're on pace to go 40-122, also known as the worst record in baseball history. Quick timeout. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
The 1-1. Vaughn hits it on the ground, left side. Witt dives, smothers it on the grass to his feet. Throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr. He is spectacular! The Royals come from behind and beat the White Sox 8-5. And who else than Bobby Witt Jr.?
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Bobby's two-out, eighth-inning grand slam puts the Royals ahead for good. They win 8-5. They're back to nine games above 500. They remain 6.5 off of the pace of the Cleveland Guardians. And tonight, for just the fifth time all season, the Royals win when trailing after the seventh inning. Royals now 5-39 this season when down after seven. Let's go to the phone calls, 913-586-7610. Let's talk with our buddy Garrett from Olathe. Garrett, how are you, pal?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Vern?
Doing great, man. What do you got?
Bobby Witt is just one of one. I mean, there's nobody like him. True 5-2 player. You know, he plays spectacular defense. He has power, not as much as like Aaron Judge and all them. And then he steals bases, RBIs and everything. He's the best player on the planet right now. And if there was a fantasy draft, I would take him number one overall. But I got one more thing to say. You said start doing the MVP chants. Well, since I think I might go to the game on Monday for the giveaway, you bet that I will start and try to get the crowd to do the MVP chants with my friend, and I'll try to break that. I'm gonna do it as loud as I can.
Do your thing,
Garrett.
I know
he's the MVP.
I know you got it. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much for the phone call. Yeah, I admitted that Bobby isn't as strong as Aaron Judge. I don't know if I'm gonna say that he isn't the power hitter that Aaron Judge is. Right? Okay, maybe I will. Never mind. You look at that isolated power number. Good God almighty, Aaron Judge. But still, Bobby Witt Jr., only 6 extra base hits behind Aaron Judge. Bobby's OPS, about 150 points behind Aaron Judge. It's a two-horse race right now, that's for sure. And Aaron Judge is certainly a whore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He is a stallion right now, running away with that MVP award, but Bobby's doing what he can. Royals doing what they can to help out as well. Royals with their 28th comeback victory of the season. 913-586-7610. Just taking a quick look at the text line. I see Kyle from Waldo going crazy about Bobby. Ryan from Olathe says that, yeah, Bobby gunning for the American League MVP. Henry from Topeka is likening him to a young Patrick Mahomes. Kathy in L.A. scared her cats when Bobby hit that grand slam. Rally Mantis is losing his marbles about Bobby. We'll get back to the text line coming up in a moment, but let's go back to the phone calls and talk with Sandra out in Phoenix. You're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Well, wait, you know, calmer than I was about 20 minutes ago, but I'd like to echo the text line here and circle back to the theme that you stated at the beginning, which was the reason I called, even before you said it. So it's like two great minds, Bobby and Patrick. No. Now, I'm not... You know, the Conley play is great, but not even my top five. For me, it was the 4th-and-9 pass to Tyreek in the Baltimore game.
Yeah.
I.
Well, you're doing the career. I'm talking about the first.
No.
Okay.
I loved
right,
it.
Right,
made me, and Vince knows this story, shriek like a girl. He is him. He is him. And so tonight, Vern, I have tried to, you know, be zen about Bobby. I've tried to hold on to that and be calm about it. But that first pitch, grand slam, I was yelping, he is him, so loud, the coyotes down the street started howling. So there you go. You're right. We can't really draw lines between them until they're both retired, and then maybe we can do it. But we can draw emotions, the moment when you personally felt. And for me, the first one was Patrick, and tonight was Bobby. There you go.
Sandra, thank you very much for the phone call. 913-586-7610. I mentioned earlier that of all the World Series or bust teams, the only squad that is yet to make a move were the Atlanta Braves. That's no longer the case as they bring back their former World Series MVP, Jorge Soler, heading back to the A. Royals win 8-5. Text line wide open for you. 913-586-7610. Katie in North Carolina. I was hoping that J.J. Piccolo's working on getting Bobby Witt Jr. some help. Well, Katie, I'm with you. I guarantee he is. And I hope that focus is on the bullpen. Because the loss of John Schreiber is going to be felt. I'm glad that they brought in Michael Lorenzen. But losing John Schreiber, I'm not saying it's a straight one-for-one, because Lorenzen can give you innings, can serve as a starting pitcher if and when needed. But now you need to replace, we'll see, but likely you need to replace a Will Klein, right, a Sam Long, although that final spot in the bullpen, I would like to see an improvement there. Easier said than done. And again, I don't want to see them get into a bidding war. So good luck, JJ. I certainly don't make it easy for you. But that's my request. And I think Katie's there with me. John in Mission was shockingly at the bar when Bobby stepped to the dish with the bases juiced, and he called it. Said my MVP or... no. Vern, I said to my buddy, an MVP will find a way to come through here. Yeah, no, John, that's a great way to put it. You know, in those situations, the MVP of a league always comes through. And Bobby did just that, and again, I truly believe it did not matter what pitch was thrown. Bobby was so dialed in, just hovering above his body. It didn't matter what was thrown up there. It was going to get blasted. Just roasted. 99 miles per hour off of the bat of Bobby Witt Jr. Doesn't go 400 feet. Again, it was his, fourth hardest hit ball of the night? And Bobby goes 4-for-5, drives in 4 runs, scores a pair. He's one of 5 Royals with multi-hit nights. Vinny Pasquantino went 2-for-5. Vinny's now hitting .385 since the All-Star break. Salvi went 2-for-5. MJ Melendez went 2-for-5, his first 2 knocks since returning from the IL. And Michael Garcia, 2-for-4. Mikey now hitting .324 since the All-Star break. Anthony in Blue Springs wants to point out that the Royals, the Kansas City freaking Royals, have the best player in the game. David from Leavenworth says that Bobby's play will be number 1 across Major League Baseball tomorrow morning, number 1 on ESPN's Top 10. Something that Bobby Witt Jr. did tonight certainly will need to show up on the Top 10. And yes, there's no doubt about it. If you watch as much baseball coverage and media as I do, yeah, tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun. The trade deadline dominating, and when there is a space to talk about the game, Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be the headliner. So Tuesday, the 30th of July, is going to be all about the trade deadline and Bobby Witt Jr. Not too shabby. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was Bobby's night. He put the Royals right on their shoulders. 4 hits, had the big grand slam home run defense at the bottom of the ninth. And I agree with you. I think when the Royals fans get him back down on the homestand, they should chant MVP. And I agree with you. At first, I thought the White Sox were going to lose 118 games. Now they're going to pass the 1962 Mets with 122 losses. Let's take care of the White Sox tomorrow night. Take care, Josh.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Let's go to Kyle in Waldo. You're next up on the postgame show as the Royals get back to 9 games above .500 behind an all-world-like effort from Bobby. What's going on?
Unbelievable. So, man, I wish I could hear you call that, because listening on the radio and listening, it's a little difficult for me. You're Vern.
Well, I got this, Kyle. I appreciate it. Kyle, let me tell you this. Here, thanks for the phone call. If you're ever struggling with it, again, you can just download the Odyssey app. If you don't have a radio by you, you can download the Odyssey app and listen to Royals games. So long as you're in the 610 Sports Radio listening area, you can listen to the games right there on your phone. Kyle, appreciate it. Let's go to Joe in North Kansas City. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Hey, Joe.
Hey, today's been a wild day to be a fan. You know, waking up, realizing Marshall has to start, this I thought it was going to be a motivation to be as potentially his last day, and I think it might be. I think it's a great chance to put him in the pen. Maybe he can help out there, but, I mean, a 26-hit game. I mean, there's not a lot to say. It was just ecstatic, and I'm so glad we won because, I mean, we're an average team against teams that aren't called the White Sox, but it's good to be 10-1 against them. Sweep it out.
Love it. Thanks for the phone call, Joe. Yeah, I did find it interesting how all day, it seemed like a majority of Royals fans were so quick to just throw Alec Marsh to the side. Oh, Michael Lorenzen's here? Okay, well then here's the job. I'm not going to say that Alec Marsh was good today. He did not have his good stuff at all. But thanks to, you know, an assist from Angel Zerpa, 4 2/3 innings of two-run baseball, when you have your, C-minus stuff? I don't know. I mean, listen. The next time his turn will come up will be in Detroit. Maybe I'm too close to it, but I want Marsh on the hill. I want Marsh staying in this rotation, at least for now. 26-year-old to me is still a part of the future, and I agree that he could be good out of the bullpen. Michael Lorenzen can be just as good out of the bullpen. He could give you length. I'm just not trying to send that message to Alec Marsh, that man we've been trying to replace you, and finally we did. If I'm Q, if I'm Brian Sweeney, if I'm Zach Bove, after this start today, I go up to Alec Marsh's locker and let him know, hey, make sure you're ready for the Tigers coming up in 5 days. I don't want him thinking, hey, did I just lose my job by not going five, by, you know, not putting up a zero? I want to hear what Alec Marsh had to say after the game. Here's Alec speaking with the media on Bally Sports Kansas City. I'm sure they're talking about Bobby Witt Jr.
Unbelievable. We heard the screams before it happened, so we were like, oh, something good happened, and watching that on TV. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Even the way he finished the game, I mean, it never surprises you because it's just something new every day that's just amazing coming out of that dude. I'm so happy we have him on our team. He's such a good dude, such a good player. It's fun to watch.
How do you evaluate tonight for you?
Good. I mean, I thought it was better. Command of the fastball was a little better this outing. Figuring some stuff out on that end.
I think we call that good. If the Royals are going to be on a boat, let's just let them stay on that boat. Alec, I don't know what you had to say, but enjoy the boat ride. Let's go to Reggie in Atchison. You're on 610 Sports Radio, Reg. What's going on? Oh, Reg, bro. Well, opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. Text line 913-586-7610. Caden writes in, Vern, just like your predecessor, Nick Wright always says on FS1, never a doubt, Bobby Witt Jr. for MVP. Caden, I appreciate you listening. I think Nick's talking about Patrick Mahomes when he says that. And again, this is why Bobby belongs in that same breath. Again, not present-day Patrick Mahomes, not three-time champion, future Hall of Famer Patrick Mahomes, but like 2019 Patrick Mahomes, where you said, oh, all right. All right, that dude, 2018, 2019. That's how I see it. Appreciate the phone call, Caden. Coming up tomorrow night, it's going to be Michael Wacha going opposite Jonathan Cannon, game two of this three-game series. Now, maybe Bobby can put the team on his back again and lead them to a victory. But I'd like to see the offense do a little bit more early. Now, capitalize when you have those opportunities. countless opportunities in the first five innings. Thankfully, Bobby put the team on his back, though. Thankfully. Or else this postgame show would have been a disaster. Whew. All right, if you ever missed the postgame show, check it out on the Odyssey app. Just search All Things Vern. And while you're there, check out the Character Concerns podcast on the Odyssey app. Royals win 8-5. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking. Stay fair. And gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center. Way back and gone. Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.